My mental state leads to power or paralysis. If I have a positive state, I have power. If I have a negative state, I have paralysis. Positive states enhance my performance and negative states degrade it. If I don't control my state, then by default, it will control me. I will ride the roller coaster of state through all its ups and downs as my life spirals out of control. My state of mind is a choice. If I don't like my state, I can change it using the power of physiology. When I change my physiology, I change my state. I can instantly create depression by slumping in a chair, putting a frown on my face, sighing, and looking at the floor. I can instantly alleviate depression by standing up straight, taking a deep breath, squaring my shoulders, putting a smile on my face, and looking at the ceiling. Vigorous physical exercise drives depression from my mind. Once my endorphins start flowing, I create a physiology in which depression is impossible. My state of mind is a choice when I use physiology to strong-arm my mind. In the darkest hours of World War II, Winston Churchill told the world that they had nothing to fear except fear itself. Today, things are different. A new culture of fear runs rampant in Western democracies, and politicians who should be telling people to not be afraid are using fear to manipulate and control the populace. Something is wrong with this picture, and I'll explain why. I have a healthy respect for sharks when they are in a feeding frenzy, and if someone is spearfishing, I get out of the water, but not because I'm afraid. I'm simply using my God-given common sense. I know it's not difficult to stay out of harm's way when I make a visit to Sharkland. Certain types of behavior on my part may create aggressive behavior on a shark's part. Nevertheless, I shouldn't blame sharks for their aggressive behavior, and instead, I should stop doing things that make them become aggressive. It would be stupid for me to do things that create aggression and then expect sharks to remain docile and disinterested. The reason I'm not afraid of sharks is because I don't do things that place me at risk for attack by sharks. I lived outside the USA for a quarter of a century, and 16 of those years were in the Middle East. During all of those years, I was not afraid. There was no reason to be afraid because I didn't engage in behavior that placed me at risk. Innumerable times, fearful people have told me how dangerous it was to live in the Middle East, how perilous it was to sail through the Malacca Straits, and how sharks wanted to take me out to dinner, and they are right. Half-truths and quarter-truths are the currency of fearful minds. The Middle East is dangerous in specific, small, restricted areas, and the same is true in Miami and New York. I wouldn't go into a 7-Eleven convenience store after 10 o'clock at night anywhere in the United States. I know of people who died in a convenience store at night. The last time I checked, 35,000 people were killed with guns in America in a single year. Homegrown violence in America is appalling. Do you remember Columbine? So what's more dangerous, living in the Middle East or in Middle America? The answer is that both are dangerous if you engage in behaviors that put you at risk. Even with the handgun carnage that happens every day in America, I'm not afraid to live in America because I know how to stay out of harm's way. I sailed up the Red Sea for 2 months and had an enjoyable trip, and I would like to do it again. The Red Sea has wonderful diving, and good people live in all the countries around its shores. Everywhere I go in the world, 98% of the people are good, honest citizens, and there is nothing to fear from them. I have traveled extensively in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Sudan, Eritrea, Oman, the Emirates, and Israel, and I've always been treated with respect. Without exception, the only time I have ever been treated rudely in large cities was by city folks who were in a hurry, and they are rude to everyone, not just me. Every place I visit on planet Earth is extremely dangerous when I do things that put me in harm's way. At the same time, every place is extremely safe, and there is nothing to fear when I turn on my brain and use it. That's why God gave me a brain and programmed it with common sense. When I turn on my brain, I can go almost anywhere I want without fear springing up in my heart. I'm not immune to fear, and I'm not a brave person, but at the same time, I don't let fear rule my life. I sailed around the world for 11 years on my yacht and traveled where many people fear to go. I discovered that Winston Churchill was right. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. In spite of the sharks and their rows of fearful teeth, life is good. Please excuse me now because I'm going for a swim.